What's up, this is Shad.
Hey, it's Seamus from Monomyth.
Hi, this is Basha Bulat.
This is Dub Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Jill Barber.
Hey, this is Luke from Born Ruffians.
Hey, this is Sherman Downey.
Hey, this is Chad Van Galen, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Edman and Brian Cleveland.
It's Earshot 20. Hey, how's it going? It is Anthony Edman and Brian Cleveland in with you for another week, another countdown, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We take it from the national top 50 and that website, and Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
You'll find that Earshot is a pretty cool spot where you can find the National Campus and Community Radio part published by the National Campus and Community Radio Association every single week at earshot-online.com. You'll find the entire national top 50 there. We're going to give you the top 20 over the next 2 hours. You can also find regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations, 31 this week. And you can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more. So go check it out to hear all about new Canadian music.
Yes, you can do that. And you can get in touch with us a few ways online. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out and all the great ways to get in touch with us if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show. We are happy to do that for you in the form of an interview, and we'll play something from your latest release. We've been having some interviews lately, and we're going to chat a little bit about this throughout the program today. The Halifax Pop Explosion is happening October 21st to the 25th. It's going to be a big show. Brian, you're going down for some of it. You'll be there on the scene.
And, yeah, I'm excited.
What are you most looking forward to?
There's a few really big shows I'm really looking forward to. I'm really looking forward to the show where Danny Brown and Ryan Hemsworth are playing. All kinds of cool shows in the afternoon happening. Shows with the Fixture Records bands, including Brave Radar, Free Love Fenner, and Sheer Agony. All kinds of local maritime bands, bands from Halifax, all kinds of stuff. And yeah, just hanging out with friends and seeing some cool live music, going to some fine Halifax institutions. And I haven't been to Halifax in a while. It's been a couple of years. So,
and of course, we'll be talking with some of the artists that are performing at the Halifax Pop Explosion for next week's show, and that'll be airing around the time that the festival is going on live here, and then rebroadcast. And so, but you'll still get that treat of listening to some of those interviews and hearing from some of the bands that did play. And if you don't get to attend this year, well, make sure you book it for next year, because it is a great festival and all kinds of stuff for you to do and see. We also did our draw. We'll wait to announce the winner until we get confirmation that they will be attending, but we have done the draw. And so thank you very much to everyone who entered, and keep watching our Facebook page for lots of more contests coming your way. It is facebook.com/earshot20.
And a huge thanks to Halifax Pop Explosion and Pigeon Row for helping set up that fun contest.
For sure. We've got I was looking too. I think this is we're getting up there in our episodes. So once we close in, yeah, once we close in on, I'm thinking 200, we'll do something big. Like I talked about last time, but we never did it.
We're going to start planning at episode 150 for episode 200.
We're going to have to. And it's going to have to be big. Like we'll fly in. We're going to fly in an artist.
Anthony, they're flying. I was going to say, until a couple of weeks ago, you were terrified of flying. Now you're planning to fly all over.
I'm a pro. I've flown. This is way off track, but I've flown now. I've been well, and I've also flown with a head cold, and so I've had the full experience. The only thing I haven't experienced really harshly is turbulence, and knock on wood that ever happens, because I may pee my pants. So I don't know what will happen if I get really bad turbulence. But
did the head cold make the head cold worse, or did it make it go away?
Made it worse. It was.
I kind of knew that was the answer, but I was just like, maybe there's some magic quality of flying that you're like, oh, I feel so well.
No, it was no good. Anyway, so lots to bring you for this show, lots to bring you in upcoming shows. And again, if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist, please get in contact with us, because we will be doing back to our regular features after the Halifax Pop Explosion completes. We're going to start the countdown now, starting at number 20. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at that spot.
Yeah, we're going to have a whole bunch of new music coming at you this week, so stay tuned over the next 2 hours. We have a brand new number one, believe it or not, this week after a few weeks of an artist sitting still in that spot. We've had a little bit of a switcheroo the last couple of weeks, so stay tuned for that. We're going to have a debut in the top 20, as well as three additional albums that are going to be new to the program. So all kinds of fine stuff coming your way. There's a few artists and albums dropping off the charts this week. Bahamas moving from number 19 down to number 33. Alt J last week was into the program for the first time at number 11 and falling off to number 22. We have Mozart's Sister falling from number 15 to number 23, and an artist who was at one point at number one for many, many weeks now falling off the program after a couple of months from number 17 to number 27. It's Monomyth. And now we're going to jump into the charts. Number 20 down from number 18 is the Rural Alberta Advantage from Mended with Gold. We're going to start off with a track called 45 by 33. You're going to hear a Blight Beat by Halifax's Old and Weird, who are, of course, playing Halifax Pop Explosion. They have a brand new self-released album out called What I Saw, and it's at number 19, up from its debut last week at number 42. And at number 18, down from number 9, is Aphex Twin from Syro. You're going to hear Product 29.
Here is the Rural Alberta Advantage, your number 20 this week. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Shot 20. Number 19. Earshot 20. Number 18.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Aphex Twin, down from number 9 to number 18 in the program with the album Sorrow. You heard Product 29 for the first time in the Earshot 20 at number 19, up from his debut at number 42 the week before. It's the new record from Helifax's Old and Weird. From that record, What I Saw, you heard Blight Beat. And kicking off that set, kicking off the program, was 45 by 33 by the Rural Alberta Advantage from the album Mended with Gold.
We hope you're enjoying the countdown so far, the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edmond, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic. We are counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. If you haven't checked out that website yet, make sure you do. Lots of great features available for you on there to check out. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to be hearing from Stephen Karlik. Got some big music news to bring you, including a little bit about Crystal Castles. I'm not going to give it away just yet, but it's big. It is big.
Are you pausing for applause?
I'm just for effect. Now, I should have a sound effect in there. Big, and then bum, bum, bum. I'm going to get that.
No, you're not.
No, I won't. But anyway, so big news to come your way. But first, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
At number 17, down from number 7 the week before, it is Jennifer Castle from the album Pink City. You're going to hear a track called Nature kicking off that set of tunes. And debuting at number 16, it was Stephen Karlik's pick recently. You're going to hear from Flying Lotus and the new album You're Dead on Warp Records, and a track called Turkey Dog Coma.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 16.
That was Turkey Dog Coma by Flying Lotus from the album Your Data, debuting at number 16 on the Earshot charts and on our program. Before that, at number 17, down from 7 was Jennifer Castle from the album Pink City. You heard Nature.
It's Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Check out that website for lots of great stuff. You get all kinds of features and stuff on the website, and you can see the charts as well. Another great website you can check out is exclaim.ca. All kinds of music news there for you, and we like to bring you music news right here to your home via the radio, and we do that with our friend from Exclaim Magazine, Stephen Karlick, senior editor there, joins us on the line to chat about some of the things making waves in the world of music. And thanks for joining us again this week, Stephen.
But of course.
So we'll kick things off chatting a little bit about quite a shake-up, breakup. Crystal Castles is no longer together.
Yeah. So this is sort of a week. This happened about a week ago now, on October 8th, the morning of October 8th. Alice Glass and Ethan Kast, formerly of Crystal Castles, announced the ending. It was Glass herself who took to Twitter to announce her departure from the band. She said, quote, "I am leaving Crystal Castles. My art and my self-expression in any form has always been an attempt towards sincerity, honesty, and empathy for others. For a multitude of reasons, both professional and personal, I no longer feel that this is possible within CC." Of course, she means Crystal Castles. She also alludes to plans for the future, ending the string of tweets by saying, quote, "Although this is the end of the band, I hope my fans will embrace me as a solo artist in the same way they have embraced Crystal Castles." So, sad news if you like the band. I know they're a divisive band, a lot of differing opinions, but I myself was a pretty big fan. So, sad news. Glass has said otherwise, but there was an update to suggest. The band's manager suggested that the project may continue without her, with just Kath behind the sounds. But we will see.
And is there any inclination as to if this is just a difference in opinion between the two members of the band, or what the reasoning is for her leaving?
I mean, she sort of, I don't think she wants to cause too much drama, perhaps, but she does say for a multitude of reasons, both professional and personal, she doesn't feel like she can express herself in the band. And when a band is just two people, that's there's a lot implicit there. So we'll see. We'll see what each of them do in the future. But for now, it looks like the band is done.
Well, we can definitely look forward to something at least solo from Alice Glass for sure. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds are reissuing a catalog on vinyl.
Yeah, this is a long time coming for any vinyl heads out there, and especially for Nick Cave fans. It's been a long time since a lot of the band's records were available on vinyl, and now they are being reissued for the first time, a lot of them, since their original issue. The band announced, or rather, I suppose, Nick Cave announced the reissue project on October 15th on their website, noting that 14 albums have been remastered by founding member Mick Harvey, who left the band in 2009. The records will be pressed onto 180-gram vinyl with packaging made to reflect the original releases' covers and printed sleeves. This will be the first time, like I said, since the initial editions of a lot of these albums. 7 of them will be offered up by the end of 2014 in the UK, while another 7 are expected to land in 2015. So lots coming out there. They will be released out of order, oddly. But so the first ones coming out will be 1984's From Her to Eternity, 1985's The Firstborn is Dead, and a double LP edition of 1986's Your Funeral, My Trial will be the first ones, to be followed later on by Nocturama, Abattoir Blues, The Lyre of Orpheus, Dig, Lazarus, Dig, Kicking Against the Pricks, and Your Funeral, My Trial. So, lots coming out.
Fans of Nick Cave, definitely something to look forward to, and a good time to release, because we've been talking about, it's getting close to that time of year when you need to buy gifts for people, or if you're inclined to buy gifts, that could be a nice one to put under the tree for someone.
Yeah, yep, especially if you can grab them before Christmas, so keep your eyes out, Nick Cave vinyl fans.
All right, and one more story before we get back to the charts. You got some news about Run the Jewels.
Yes, so any Run the Jewels fan will know that their second album, Run the Jewels 2, will be available on October 28th via Mass Appeal Records. But those only those in the know have been following the more gimmicky story of Meow the Jewels. So there was a Kickstarter founded recently where the band agreed that if they met their financial goal, they would release an all-cat version of their forthcoming album. It is called Meow the Jewels, and apparently now that Kickstarter goal has been met. On the morning of October 16th, the band confirmed via an Instagram post that they had met their goal and that they would be coming out with the album after all. They came up with $42,000, which will be donated to the families of Eric Garner and Ferguson, Missouri teen Michael Brown's families. As previously reported, the kiddie-driven song cycle will feature extra production work from Portishead's Jeff Barrow, Just Blaze, The Alchemist, Skywalker, Zola Jesus, Nick Rook, Bauer, Prince Paul, Dan the Automator, and the Coos, Boots, and Solidified Sun. So not only the real album, Run the Jewels 2, coming out October 28th, really exciting stuff, but now Meow the Jewels as well, and check out that trailer online. It is as stupid as it sounds.
It does. It sounds weird. The picture that you have posted there looks creepy and cute all in the same, so I'm not sure what to expect from it, but is it just going to be like, you know how you get those at Christmas time, sometimes the dogs barking to the Christmas tunes? Is it going to be something like that?
Yes. Think of Jingle Cats.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, not... don't know how big of a fan people will be, but...
Anyway. Well, I mean, 2,000 people who contributed to the Kickstarter can't be wrong, right? So.
True. There's going to be a market out there for it. All right, we will be back with Stephen in the next hour of the program, so Stephen will get you to stick around. Right now, we're going to throw it to Brian. He's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear from Always. They're at number 15, up one spot this week. Their self-titled debut record and a track called Party Police. And you're going to hear from Zeus. They have a new one out called Classic Zeus, sitting still at number 14 on Arts and Craft. And you're going to hear Straight Through the Light.
Mom.
Earshot 20. Number 14.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Straight Through the Light by Zeus from the album Classic Zeus, their new one for Arts and Crafts, sitting still at number 14. And before that, at number 15 up one spot, you heard from Always and their self-titled debut record and a track called Party Police.
If you're just tuning in, it is the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland in studio with me, and gonna have only a few more tracks to bring you for the first 10 to round out the first 10. And then when we come back in the second hour of the program, of course, you get your top 10 plus Stephen Karlik joins us again. And we have the lowdown, all kinds of stuff. But before we do that, we've got to do this. And Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 13.
You're going to hear A Real Hero. It's a track by Electric Youth from their new record, Inner World, at number 13. Up from 20 after that, you're going to hear From the Wilderness of Manitoba at number 12. Up from 23 and Sloan at number 11. Up from 13. Stay tuned. We'll let you know the tracks you heard when we come back. Thank you.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12.
Frozen in motion, dreaming through.
Earshot 20, number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was number 11 up from number 13, Sloan, there and there with their new record, Commonwealth. And you heard a track called What's Inside. Before that, you heard Big Skies by the Wilderness of Manitoba at number 12 and into the program for the first time up from number 23. And that new album is called Between Colors. You also heard from Electric Youth starting off that set of tunes at number 13 up from 20. And their new record's called Inner World. And you heard a track called A Real Hero.
And that does it for the first 10 of the program. I'm Anthony Emman, Brian Cleveland in studio, and we have just counted down from 20 to number 11. Guess what comes next?
Number that's 10. Counting up.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
No, it's counting down.
It's counting down. Shut up. We're counting down. If you're just joining us, it's Canada's national countdown show, the Earshot 20. We count down the charts from earshot-online.com, the national top 20, every week. And we do it on local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, record and broadcast out of that station and then send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all very much for airing this program. What are we around, like 20-something?
There's 20-something stations that air us.
20-something. Such a concrete number.
It was 22. It could be more. I haven't checked recently.
All right. Well, thank you to all of you.
From all corners of the country.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
It's big news. And you can also find us online, radio4all.net. If you're downloading the program, radio4all.net. And you can podcast this show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, thank you very much for tuning in and stick around. Coming up in the next hour of the program, been talking about it. It's your top 10. Brian says there's lots of movement happening in the top as well.
Yeah, so we have a brand new number one. Also, I just want to mention one thing super quickly. We'll get into more next week in the program, but it is the annual funding drive for our host station, Local 107.3 FM, from October 25th to October 31st, 2014. So loads of information about that on localfm.ca, or search for the Facebook page, and we'll also be posting information on our social media and talking about it. Lots on next week's program, but be sure to tune in to our program live on Friday, October 31st. We'll be one of the last programs on the air during funding drive, and we're going to bring the whole shebang. We're going to bring the place down, but in a good way.
Don't know what that means. The
Me
whole
neither.
Shebang. Yeah, you're
going to
have
to plan
something real big.
Give us a call during that program in a couple of weeks. You can give us a call to pledge your support to campus and community radio.
Yeah, check our Facebook page. We'll have all kinds of information posted for you there. Stick around. There's more on the way after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.